To borrow from a phrase that Griffin used a few months ago in one of his Wednesday night talks, we are about to engage in a form of worship that has become very unique in today's society. That is the blending of our voices and our hearts together, praising God with a cappella singing. No other instruments, no man-made mechanical instruments, simply our voices and our hearts. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, a passage that is familiar to most of us, that we've heard throughout the years, tells us that the word of Christ is to richly dwell within us with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. The idea behind the word admonish, according to Strong's, is that at times it means the idea of rebuking or warning, to call attention to, or to gently warn. And when we come together as a collective, when we sing together, we certainly encourage one another. And along with that encouragement, as we sing songs, we call attention to. At times we gently warn with some of the songs that we sing. And when you think about the many, many songs that we have in our books and that we sing, they not only encourage, but they call attention to the various aspects of our lives that may need to be improved. Songs of joy, songs of encouragement, songs of daily living, songs of judgment, peace, heaven, songs of redemption, songs about our work as Christians and the responsibilities that we have. Songs about reflection in this life. Songs of caring, hope, trust, comfort, mercy, love, and on we can go by the many lessons that we can learn from the songs that we sing. And together through our worship, we encourage and we challenge one another to live for Jesus and to not live for ourselves, in part when we sing. Part of our singing has to do with encouraging and challenging one another. But in verse 16, Colossians chapter 3, notice the attitude, which is what I left off a second ago. Notice the attitude that we are to have when we sing, with thankfulness in your hearts to God. With thankfulness in your hearts to the Lord. When you consider the idea of thankfulness, it seems rather obvious. You ask somebody, are you thankful? Well, certainly I am. But are we really thankful as Christians? Does each of us really realize how truly blessed we are? Do we appreciate all that Jesus offers for us, not only in this life, but in the life to come? So how are we to sing? With thankfulness in your hearts to God. So the question I want us to think about this afternoon, and not only this afternoon, but from here on as we sing and we meet here, and that is, can the message of the songs impact or touch our hearts as they should if we don't have genuine thankfulness? If the messages of the songs complemented with the blended harmony, if those two things do not strike a chord within you, if those things don't penetrate your heart, if those things at times do not bring a tear to your eye or smile to your face, then perhaps we're missing that key element that God says we must have: genuine thankfulness. And while it's true here at this congregation, I believe we are blessed as a congregation of people who really enjoy singing. And yes, it's beautiful to the ear, and that's important. But much more important than that is our attitude.
Amen.
And my hope with this lesson is that we will learn to be overwhelmed with thankful hearts as we sing praises to our Creator. And that's what this song service is about this afternoon. I put together a few songs and verses of some areas for which we should be thankful and can be thankful for. It certainly is a short list. We don't have time for the many things that we can be thankful for. And the danger is with our worship, with all aspects of our worship. The danger is that our worship becomes routine. That we simply go through the motions because, well, it's Sunday and it's time for us to go. My hope is that we will allow God's Word and the songs to be real to us. There's a song that we sing, "Lord, make Calvary real to us, real to me." And the idea with that song is, Lord, make Jesus' death real to me. Make it mean something to me. And that should be true of every aspect of our worship. Hopefully we will not regard our worship as routine or a matter of just habit. And to start with this afternoon, are there those here this afternoon who did not have the opportunity to take the Lord's Supper and wish to do so? Okay. We'll begin with the first area, and that is His willingness to carry our sorrows and to bear our griefs. If you would, please turn to 671. After we sing this song, and Joe will serve the Lord's Supper.
He carried my sorrows, He bore my griefs, was pierced for transgressions, afflicted for peace. He knew by His stripes I am healed, through His blood I am healed.
For by His oppression.
table has been left prepared this afternoon for those wishing to partake of the Lord's Supper. If those wishing to be served could keep their hands raised after each prayer, it would help me to locate you in the room. Let's give thanks for the bread. Father in heaven, as we come to you now, we thank you very much for the many blessings that you give us in our life. Most of all, for the blessing of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for our sins. As we partake of this bread, which represents his body that was shed on the cross, we pray that you would help us to examine our lives and partake in a manner pleasing to you. In Christ's name, amen.
You'll take the blue book, turn to song number 44. 44. 44.
Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God and Father. Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God. He has made us in his glorious image. We ever strive to be like him.
Testimony of
Number four in the red book. Number four.
Live by thy truth.
Let's pray. Almighty God, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We're so thankful for the many privileges and the opportunities that we have to come here to worship you. We're so thankful that you hear our prayers and that you listen to us from day to day. And you protect us as we go through this life. We're so thankful for your word that has been preserved down through the ages. Thankful for the church which was purchased with your son's blood. We're thankful that we can be able to worship you in spirit and in truth. And we pray that many countries will have the same privilege that we have. We pray that your blessings will be upon us, and we may go out and teach your word to others in this area, that many souls might be added to the kingdom. We're so thankful for those that have recently been baptized, and we pray that you'll be with them, strengthen them, and help us to help them also. And we pray that if there be those in the audience that has been faithful to you but have turned their backs on you, that something might be said to them that they would realize the condition of their souls and return to you before it's everlastingly too late. Father, we pray that you will be with those that are sick and afflicted. Pray for Sister Virginia. Pray also for Brother Bird, that his surgery will go well. Pray also for Steve and for the Sister Shupak's baby, that as he undergoes surgery this week, that you'll be with them also. Father, we ask that you'd be with those who are serving in the military, and especially from those that we've known from the congregation here. We pray that you'd be with them and be with the Christians that are serving wherever they might be all over the world. We also pray that you would be with Brother Showalter and his family as they go back to Ohio, and ask them to have a hope that they would have a safe journey. We pray for them and for his many years that he's been preaching your word. We pray that you'd be with Ed as he goes to Mexico tomorrow and during the following days. Be with the other brethren that are coming and helping with the group that will be going there. We pray that much good might be accomplished. And we pray that you will be with them, that they will be safe. Pray that you will be the congregation here, that we will grow spiritually and in number. And pray that everything that we do will be in accordance with your divine will. Be with us as we go on through this service and on through the walk of life. Forgive our sins in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you would please stand and let's sing this one. 219. Sing all five verses.
How sweet, how heavenly is the sight when those that love the Lord in Thank you.
Please take your blue songbook and turn to number 14. Number 14.
Walk beside me, O my Savior.
Where
690. Number 690. It was matchless love that found me.
Give it through love, wonderful love.
474. 474. Marvelous grace of our
loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt, yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there the blood of the Lamb was shed. Marvelous grace, our grace, grace of pardon and cleanse within. Marvelous grace, our grace, grace makes greater than all our sin. Dark is the stain that we cannot hide. What can a veil to wash it away? Look, there is only a crimson tide. Why this sun it may be today?
Number 258. If it's convenient, let's be standing as we sing this song. All three verses.
If for the prize you have striven after all.
Thank you.
many of the areas that we sang about this afternoon, we wouldn't have access to that if it weren't for the blood of Christ. We wouldn't have assurance in Jesus. We wouldn't have the privilege of prayer. We certainly wouldn't have fellowship with one another, fellowship with the Father, His guidance. Without His blood, we wouldn't have His grace. For His grace is offered through an obedient faith in Him. And certainly without His blood, cleanses us from all sin, and we wouldn't have hope in the life that is to come. Of all the blessings that God has given us, certainly the gift of His Son is most special. And how we show our love and our appreciation to the Father and the Son is by being obedient to His will, being obedient to the call of the gospel. And not only being obedient to the call of the gospel, but then doing our very best to live the rest of our lives in service to Him. Just as Ann and Ariel and Chase made that decision recently, if there are those here this afternoon who understood, who understand what you need to do to become a Christian, and don't put it off another day. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. I hope this afternoon that you have perhaps had a better appreciation for the songs that we sing. Sometimes we get relaxed. Sometimes I think we don't really think about the messages of the songs that we sing and how special and how beautiful they are. And hopefully you can be overwhelmed in the days to come when we sing praises to God and realize how fortunate we are and how thankful we should be. If there's any way that we can help you bring you closer to God, make your life right with Him, we offer an invitation that you might come together we stand and sing the song for number 330.